On the line with us, Congressman Eric Massa from New York. And Congressman Massa, I got to admit, I didn't know of you until yesterday, or actually last night during the show. I had John Nichols on from The Nation, and he brought up your name as a great supporter of single-payer health care.
Yes, and thank you. It's great to be with you tonight, and I guess that there's some truth in that. I am a very ardent supporter of single-payer health care. About 10 years, 4 months, and 28 days ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer and given 4 months to live. So it was single-payer health care, the best single-payer health care in the world, and that's a combination of the U.S. Navy medical system and the VA, and that is a single-payer system that saved my life. So I can say for almost 10 years now, I've been very, very involved in studying U.S. public health policy. It's what I ran on. It's what I told my voters I would support. And frankly, I'm not willing to surrender that just because a whole bunch of insurance executives want to entrap 40 million more Americans in private for-profit health insurance.
I am so happy to hear that. First of all, I'm happy to hear that 10 years later, the four-month life sentence you got was wrong, number one.
And 28 days.
Wow. And the fact that you did get your care through the VA, through a single-payer, government-run health system. You know, when I talk to friends, to people on Facebook, they'll throw out, oh, great, oh, that's what we really need, everybody being on something like the VA. And I say, yeah, the VA offers some of the best medical care in the world.
Well, the VA is not without some problems, but for 99.7% or so of everyone that serves this wonderful. What we're talking about here is the reality that all America really should have access to what every member of Congress already has access to, and that's the best health care in the world. Now, I took an oath, and I do not, and I've lived up to that, I do not accept the Congressional Health Care Benefit Plan, nor will I, until such time that every American has access to that same level of insurance. I think it's very important. And frankly, I think if every member of the United States Senate lived under the same provisions, we'd probably fix this health care problem tomorrow. But I am very concerned as to the direction that this debate is going. The current bills that we're looking at either are absent a true public option, or the public option is so watered down that it can't compete with private health insurance, or private health insurance is just taking over. And let me be very clear about something. I think that private for-profit health insurance is the problem. I don't think it's the solution. And that's not socialist health care. That's not Canada Care. Those are all just smoke screens that talk show radio hosts throw out there to dissolve the argument. Every American has family members today who are negatively impacted by the bureaucrats in the HMOs who sit in every operating room, every treatment room, and get between Americans and their doctors. And we've got to end that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I have a sort of a catchphrase that I've been saying for so long, but I fully believe it. I think for-profit health insurance is government-sanctioned extortion, because you got.
I agree. I agree.
If you miss a payment, forget it, and good luck ever getting covered again. It is. That's the definition of extortion.
It's hundreds of billions. Let me just repeat that: hundreds of billions of dollars in profit. Now, that's not profit that gets put back into the system to develop better medicine. That's not profit that gets put back in the system to pay doctors. That's just sheer shareholder value. That's cash on the table. And, you know, for all of my friends who are spiritual and who are religious, I just remind them, as I think of every day, that there is something fundamentally immoral about denying people their health care because of profit. It's just flat wrong. And I am a very ardent and very public supporter of President Obama. I think he is a great leader. I think he has a wonderful vision and capabilities to help this country. But that doesn't mean I agree with him on everything. And frankly, I think I don't agree with him about where we're headed right now. I am a single-payer proponent. I was when I was born, I was when I was bred, and I will be when I'm dead. And I'm not going to be dissuaded from this argument with anticipated apologies to all who say I should compromise.
Well, thank you for that. Congressman Eric Massa is with us from the 29th District of New York. What part of New York do you serve? Where are you?
Well, I like to say it's the most beautiful part of America, although some will argue with me. The 29th District is Western New York State. These are the Finger Lakes. These are the dairy farms. This is the countryside of Western New York.
And so not liberal New York City there. You're in the rural areas.
Oh, no. This is a very conservative part of America. But here's a very clear message. Healthcare has nothing to do with being a Republican. It has nothing to do with a Democrat. When you are wheeled into the operating room, you don't look up and ask for the registration of your doctor. This is the universal experience, regardless of political affiliation. And, you know, I had a supporter the other day. Well, I'd like to say it was a supporter at a town hall meeting yelling at me. I don't want socialist health care. I don't want government health care. Just give me my Medicare. To which I kind of chuckled, because obviously Medicare is government-sponsored health care, and it's worked very, very well for almost 30 years. If you fully fund it, it is the answer. And frankly, every American should have access to health care like Medicare from birth.
I agree. And the president relayed a similar story the other day. And just one night last week, I think it was Friday night, I had a caller to my radio show who said basically the same thing. He said, I don't like this talk about single payer. I don't want a government plan. Why don't we just have Medicare for all? So I think one of the big problems is in the terminology that people aren't listening or they're not getting what we're saying. That's exactly what single payer is. It would be Medicare for all. And in fact, there's going to be a major rally tomorrow in Washington, D.C. I understand you're going to be one of the speakers.
I'm going to fire them up, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I am not ready to roll over and throw my paws in the air and say, I will go quietly into that sweet night. I'm not willing to do that. I do not want to force another 40 million Americans into the entrapment that is for-profit private health care. And a lot of people call me and say, Eric, we're not going to get single-payer health care. You got to go with what we got. And for 4 years, I ran on this. I told every house party, every town hall, every supporter, every detractor, I stood on this. I ran on this. It is what I believe in. And if I thought that the current plan of compromise and forcing 40 million Americans into private for-profit health insurance to get the job done, then maybe I'd be willing to compromise. But I don't even believe it'll work. Mm-hmm. So why should I vote for something that I fundamentally don't agree with? And frankly, I won't.
Well, you shouldn't. And so let me ask you this. The three committees in the House that have been marking up the current bill, H.R. 3200, two of them, I think, already passed them out. The third one is Energy and Commerce. And your colleague from New York, Anthony Weiner, has an amendment that I think now is supposed to come up tomorrow, perhaps, that would replace 3200 with the single-payer bill, with H.R. 676. Have you heard any more on that? Any more news on
Anthony,
that today?
Absolutely. Anthony's a good friend of mine. I support this. I hope it works in committee. If not, we're going to offer it on the floor. I want people on record that they're willing to deny Americans health care, or at least subject them to the for-profit corporate motive so that their health care will be subject to shareholder review. I just fundamentally think that's wrong. And by the way, single-payer health care, if we do that, it's what actually brings savings into the system. And no, I'm not talking about socialized medicine, because it's not. No, I'm not talking about Canada Care, because it's not. It's a uniquely American solution to a uniquely American problem. And unless we embrace this, we will never get to the end of the road where we have a solution to our issues. That's why, gosh, now what, 18,000 physicians in the Physicians for National Healthcare endorse this, along with so many other major organizations, because we understand that until we take profit out of the operating room, we will never achieve a fiscally balanced and responsible healthcare solution.
I so love everything you're saying. If you were here, I'd give you a big hug. Congressman Eric Massa from New York. So you're not on any of the three committees that did the markup on the bill, but now when you come back from recess, it'll go before the whole House? What happens next?
Well, we're a little bit up in the air. We're trying to figure that out. We were just told today that most likely we will not be voting on a health care bill this week. Mm-hmm. And that, as I had asked, we will return to our districts, make ourselves available to our constituents to hear their concerns and to make our case. I'm holding some 17 town hall meetings, including three mega healthcare town hall meetings in high school gyms. But we're just going to give the microphone to citizens and say, okay, you know, what do you want? What are your solutions? Where do you think we should go? And it's amazing. The more I hear from people, even though they don't know that they're saying it, they're actually describing single-payer healthcare. More and more. Well, I got Medicare. Why can't we just get people you know, everybody voluntarily, they want to sign up, pay a premium, be on Medicare.
Right.
I look at it and say, bingo, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. All right. Well, Eric Massa, keep spreading the word. I know a lot of people are going to be out at the rally tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm in South Florida. I'd rather be in D.C. with you tomorrow, but I will be there in spirit and giving my listeners all the information on how to join you. Thank you for everything you're saying. Maybe you can have a word with some of those blue dogs who seem to be fighting against this on behalf of the for-profit insurance companies who give them huge campaign contributions.
Well, you know, it's interesting because although I'm not a blue dog, I am sometimes a blue puppy. And in fact, many of the blue dogs are open to single-payer health care because it's fiscally responsible and budget neutral, which is what they're very, very focused on. And many of them have said, you know, if we can do this without adding to the federal deficit and answer the question about how do we get health access to all Americans, I'm all for it. So, you know, I think that the more people find out about this across a broad spectrum of political ideology, they'll be with us. I am ever optimistic. I will never give up the fight. I will always keep pushing.
Thank you so much. I love hearing those words.
Thank you very much. Good health and God bless to you all and your listeners.